It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. After the break, you want him? Special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this bright, sunshiny, warming up. It's a warm day here in the southern Iowa. I think about, if you calculate the lowest point earlier in the week, negative 15 to the point we're at now, you're about 40 degrees warmer. So it's a balmy 29 degrees here in the beautiful southern part of the state. And last night, the gyms were hot all over southern Iowa, and we're going to get some of those scores. But you heard last night the big win for the Lady D's, getting a huge win over the Rockets. Lady Rockets and the Ladies both came into last night's contest undefeated in conference action. The Lady D's will remain undefeated. And you know for certain those Rockets have February 7th circled on their calendar, and that is the rematch of these two teams, which very well could be for conference championship. We're going to talk with Coach Fenton and Coach Achenbach about last night's game and about the remaining part of this conference race. It looks like it's going to be a two-team race to the finish, but I know Sheraton and Davis County, they have something to say about that. But right now, you'd certainly say the driver's seat is in Albia's hands. We'll talk with Coach Achenbach and Coach Fenton after a break. We'll also catch up with Coach Archer. Had a big win last night for the Blue Demons. The Rockets gave a real good fight in that first quarter and the first half. But Albia's depth and talent wore on the Rockets as the night went along, and Albia gets a comfortable win last night at home. Lots to talk about, including a big day of sports action here. Of course, we're going to bring you the Cyclones at 10 o'clock, and then we're going to head to, I believe it's Marshalltown, the Marshalltown Duels today, and Albia's up there. Joe Sinclair will be bringing you that broadcast. And then we'll have more basketball tonight as the Chargers will take over the airwaves and keep you right here, your sports leader, all the action going on here today on KIIC. Lots to talk about. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances?
I left a message for Coach Fenton, so go to Achenbach.
As low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCAA.
I left a message for Coach Fenton, Jason. I had to leave a message for Coach Fenton.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, back to the Corner 34 and 5, sitting next to the victorious coach here, victorious coach Larry Achenbach, head coach of the Allaby Lady D's. Battle of undefeateds last night at Allaby High School. And I'll tell you what, that gym was a-rocking with great turnouts from both fan bases. The Rockets brought a nice fan base, and of course, Blue Demon fans were out in Groves. And Coach, you know, I'm sitting next to Coach Achenbach here. You go into halftime, you're trailing. You'd actually had at one point a 14-point deficit. The lid was on the rim. Yeah, you could say, hey, girls, you know, we were doing all the right things, just the basket wouldn't fall.
That's exactly what we talked about, Jason. You know, we were, you know, they, first of all, Coach Fenton does a great job over there in Eddyville, Blakesburg. Fremont's got a great girls basketball team, and we knew that we were going to see pressure from the start, and that was our main focus, was how we would handle that pressure, and we really handled the pressure well. But in the half court, they did a really good job defending. I know one time we broke away and it looked like we had a breakaway layup, and Carly Taylor came out of nowhere and blocked a ball off the basket. And, you know, when somebody does that, that intimidates you a little bit. And I think we were a little gun-shy from that point on when we were looking to score. When we were getting down there, we were okay. But, yeah, it was a great game, and that was a great team win for us last night.
Well, Coach, I would classify as one of the bigger wins as you a head coach, and you know, you've had some big games in there, but from a standpoint of taking your girls who had come in undefeated in conference play to the next level, being able to believe you can come back, that's a big win.
That was a big win, and if you go back to Tuesday night, we had Davis County, and I remember the preseason I talked to you, and you asked me what the conference looked like, and I said it would probably be Davis County and Eddyville fighting it out for the conference title, and the rest of us were going to try to sneak up in there, and you know, and I still kind of believe that where we're at with the athletic ability of the other teams and things, and we're ahead now, and you know, and we'll see how things play out, but we got a long ways to go. We got to go to Davis County. We've got to go to Eddyville, and you know, this was a big week for us, and those two wins, especially those wins put together, were big. But last night was a big one.
Well, Coach, I thought Haley Hudson gave you some amazing minutes. On the box score, you're not going to see her numbers be, you know, offensively that high, but the rebounds, the hustle, her defense, she really stood out last night.
She really did. She came in and played really well, and you know, I think she had 7 rebounds if I remember right, and you know, she seemed to be the right spot the right time. And then anytime you're getting pressure like we were getting last night, if you pick up the ball in that pressure, you're usually asking for trouble, and Haley was able to advance the ball on the dribble, and you don't know how much that helps the team, and those little things, you know. And she's not the only one, but she really did. She stood out, played a good game, and did what she needed to do to help this team win.
Early on that press, and they're so long, and when they came out to greet you guys in the introductions, and I mentioned that over the air, you know, this is a long, tall basketball team that Abby's going to be facing tonight. But to break that that press, you guys get a really good job of recognizing, go over the top of it, and Brooke Bettis was able to get that broken. Couldn't get the basket to fall, but you were able to break that, not turn it into easy points for them.
You know, that's what the goal was try to get the ball into the half court and see what we could do. And, you know, we did that. We did that the whole first half. And, you know, doggone it, we just couldn't get the ball to fall. And, again, it comes back to the defense they were playing. You know, they had a lot to do with that. They did a good job in getting back in transition. And, you know, we were able to keep them from getting steals and getting easy baskets. And that's what kept us in the game in the first half, because even though we were at a deficit, it wasn't because they were turning our turnovers into points. And I think that was a big key to the game.
A big key to that first half of keeping it close. No, you made your first field goal with 1:10 to go. It was a 3 by Sarah Clark.
That was a big shot, and Sarah's really improved this year and done a great job for us. And, you know, she hit the 3 threes against Knoxville early in the year that brought us back in the fourth quarter of that game. And so, you know, Sarah's got a lot of confidence out there, and that was a big shot. And, you know, I think going into halftime, we were looking for something. And, you know, when you're looking for something, you don't always know what it is, but that seemed to be what we needed last night, because that helped us out a little bit to get into the second half and give us some momentum going into halftime. Even though we were still down 6 points, we had some momentum going in.
Well, a big third quarter it was, and none bigger than this tying point in the third quarter, a 3-point lead going in an 11-0 run for Lady D's. Let's relive some of those moments.
Tegan Bossert at the line.
First one on the way. Good! And we're tied up here. 4:56 to go in the third. Now I'll be able to tie it up.
Coach, free throws were so important for you guys. You really struggled in the first half. I think at one point I had you 7 for 19. You finished the first half 10 for 23. So, you know, the free throws were hard to come by.
You know, they were. That was the whole thing, was our shooting. It wasn't matter if it was free throws or from the field. And, you know, we look at things. And I was talking to Coach Fenton after the game. And it's funny how free throw shooting has changed from the 6-on-6 game to the 5-on-5 game. And 6-on-6, you had three people shooting the ball. Teams were shooting 80% from the free throw line. And if you look at stats across the state, you're looking at about 50% or above. And you try to get to 60. And we're about 55%. So where we came out at the end of the game was about right on for the season, but getting there was a struggle. We were behind that mark for a while.
You tied things up, and then the three ball became your friend. Mackenzie Griffin, what a performance she put on last night. Right there in front of your bench, the ball was going out of basket. She grabbed it, turned, and faced the basket and drained a three.
You know, Mackenzie hustled all night long, and we ask a lot of her. She didn't come off the floor last night. She played all 32 minutes, and if we can get her to score along with what she does with us, that's really good, because she distributes the ball and has to handle the ball against the press. When we had to bring it up on the dribble, you know, Mackenzie had the ball in her hands. So she had a really good game, and that was a big three. And, that did get the momentum going our way.
Let's relive this big three-point play that helped Bama get on that 11-0 run.
Bettis, baseline.
I think the roof will go off the foundation here if they do get a basket. Here it comes.
Three on the way. Good! Count it good! The three ball, and Albia takes a two-point lead, 3:20 to go here in the third quarter.
Coach, you could see that the crowd was just waiting for a big moment. They could see, anyone in the building can sense that the game was tight, even when you guys had a 14-point deficit. You could tell that this was going to be a game right to the end. And Pat Power said that roof's going to go off, and the fans really came to their feet.
Our fans were really good last night, and I told the girls before the game, I said, enjoy the atmosphere. You know, no matter what happens, it's going to be a great atmosphere, and it's going to be a great game, and it's going to be fun. And, you know, and it was, and our fans were just spectacular. You know, that has to push you to a different level, and I think it did that in the second half, especially at the end of the third and beginning of the fourth quarter.
We have to have big players step up and have big moments. Katie Dyson, one of those big-time players, and she had another big night for you. Really a presence inside. It causes lots of problems for the other team offensively or defensively, but it's her defense that really makes her move, I think.
You know, it really does, and I don't think people understand how important it is to have somebody in the middle that, with the experience that Katie has, that can alter shots. She might not block a lot of shots, but she can alter shots, and she can get in the way of people. And when you're that tall and as mobile as Katie and get them to go off their trek to the basket, that really makes a difference. And she played a really big game. She got in a little bit of foul trouble, but not really too much, and she just battled in there the whole night long.
Coach, just sitting there watching you guys play last night, I think, you know, how much depth you have, because you got maybe 7-8 girls that you can bring out on the floor, but there's really no let off of who's on the floor for you.
I think that has been a key to our victories this year, is because every night somebody might step up and do something special for us. I know Tegan Bossert has led us in scoring down at Fairfield earlier in the year. You know, Sarah Clark, we talked about her earlier. Brooke has done some good things. Cassie Crawls hit some big baskets for us. And I thought Cassie's floor game last night was just absolutely spectacular. She didn't really turn the ball over. She was in the right spots and got the ball to the people that we needed to get it to. So you're right. And we go about 7 or 8 deep, and you know, we don't really lose much when we make subs, and you know, these kids are really buying into playing well together, and the good of the cause for the team has really been a good thing for this team.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albia Ladies, undefeated in conference action, and we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and talk about today, contest today, and a big week ahead for the Ladies when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
My reality is I want the best pharmacy care possible, so I switched to MediCap Pharmacy. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take the time to answer my questions. They're knowledgeable, professional, and I know they care. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
MediCap Pharmacy.
We'll always make time for you.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small town friendly neighborly.
The 11-0 run, I'll bring it back to you with that one.
Yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Taken away by Griffin. She'll push it ahead. Griffin to the basket. Jump stop, no good. Rebound by Bossert up and good. 30-21 Albion on a 11-0 run here.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
11-0 run by the Lady D's. Help get the deal done as Albia continues to be undefeated in conference play. Coach Tegan Bossert, just hearing right there. You look at her and you look at Haley Hudson and you look at Cassie Crawl, and their numbers are not going to show lots of points. But they're unbelievable in terms of playing their roles each and every night.
You know, they play hard all the time, and they're in the right spots, and that helps us get the ball to the right people. And then if we kick it back out to them, you know, sometimes they'll score too. You know, and they know their role pretty well, and we really like how they've been playing. And I know sometimes when you're not scoring, you get frustrated that maybe, hey, I'm not contributing. But those girls are contributing, and we try to tell them that every day, that without them we wouldn't be where we are today, you know. And it's like all 18 kids that we have on the roster. We scrimmaged this week, and we had 7-8 defenders on the floor trying to emulate the press of Eddieville Blakesburg, and you know, and we got some younger kids that had stepped up in some roles and did some things they hadn't done before. And this is truly a team effort, Jason. From 1 to 18 on the team, we've really worked hard together to get to the point where we are today.
Well, it's one of those things that sometimes hard to communicate to a young kid. You know,
they want to get their minutes on the floor. They want to be a real contributor. But sometimes being a contributor is just being a great teammate and being there to be at practice. I can't imagine being a coach and not having enough girls to practice and in practice. That's why you have to have 10, 15 girls on your squad at least.
You do, and you know, and then you got to get the buy-in of what you're doing is right. And I think we have that buy-in. And our four seniors, Brooke and Katie and Cassie and Haley Hudson, have been great leaders this year. You know, and you know, people are saying, "Hey, what's the difference from this year to last year?" And I think you know, one of the big difference was we had a lot of close games early in the season last year. And we came up on the short end of the stick of those games. And early in the season this year, we had a lot of close games, and we came up on the right side of the stick. And I think that really gives you confidence, and the team plays well together. And, you know, it's just one basket here or there that shows differences. And this year we've been on the plus side of that.
We're talking with head coach Larry Achenbach, head coach of the Lady D's, undefeated in conference play. Coach, you may be the surprise team of the conference. You know, you gave kudos to the Rockets and to Sheraton, to Davis County, and we're talking at the early part of the season, but your team now sits atop of it.
You know, we do, and I know people, you know, I've said before, if somebody come up to me and said, "Hey, coach, at the halfway mark of the season, you're going to be 9-2, 4-0, and leading the conference, what do you think?" I'd say, "I'd take it. I wouldn't play." You know, if they would have told me that at the beginning of the year, we'd take it. But, you know, we've worked hard to get to this spot, Jason, you know, and we've gotten better, and we've got to get better. We can't be satisfied with what we have done, because that's, you know, in the past, and we got to go down to Central Lee today and play a very good team that only has two losses. I know that they graduated some kids, but they're a team that was one game away from the state tournament last year. They lost to Bondurant Farrar in the game to go to state, and they've got some kids back on that team, and this is not going to be an easy task. And so we've got to get right back on the floor today and start that trek to the second half of the season.
Well, going on the road's a pretty good test when you're going out of conference. You're going to set up a really big run for you. Look at the schedule. You got Centerville next week at home. That's a big game, obviously. But those final three games of the regular season, on the road at Clark, on the road at Davis County, on the road at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and you know that they've got the seventh circled. You guys are going to be really tested to grab this conference title on the road.
You know, and I think you're right, and I think, you know, and something, I think all those teams will have us circled, because you know, we're leading the league, and you know, when you're at the top, you've got to be ready for the best effort of every team that you play. And I think that we're going to do that, and we're going to see that. So, you know, we got a little ways to get there. You know, we're going to get better. We're going to keep working hard, and we'll see how we do.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. Great performance by the girls last night. Really big character win to find yourself down by 14, to come back and to beat a really good Rocket basketball team.
You know, it was, and it was just a great night. And, you know, and the boys put it on them too, and that was good. And things are easier to handle when you're winning, Jason. You know, and you got the kids have more smiles on their face, and they got a little bounce in their step, and coaching staff does too. And I have to mention our coaching staff too, because we really work well together. Mike Haywood is the assistant coach, and Tessa Simpson is freshman, and we really don't have a freshman, and her and Mike tag team on that. And then Mackenzie Wynn has come back, and she is a volunteer assistant, and we use her in practice, you know, on the scout team and stuff when we can and stuff. And we really work well together, I think. And you know, that this success that we have is not any one person or any one thing. It's a total team effort from the coaching staff to the 18 kids that we have on the team, and we're going to give it our best shot for the rest of the year.
Undefeated, our Lady D's in conference action, and they'll be in action this afternoon against Central Lee Donaldson on the road. And then next Friday night, Centerville comes to town, and we'll bring you that broadcast right here on KIC. Take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to talk with Coach Fenton. He's going to join us on the phone. We'll talk about his perspective of last night. I know he's going to be a little disappointed in the loss, but great effort by them. And I know the 7th of February is circled on their calendar right now. And that may very well be for the conference title. Take a quick time out. Come back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
It's on right now. A gigantic car and truck sale at Carriker's Auto Outlet, 1501 South Lincoln in Knoxville, Iowa. Your car or truck is waiting for you. Big trade-in allowance for your present vehicle. No payments for 90 days. Zero down with qualified credit. Bad credit? No credit? Don't worry. Come in and deal now. Get your new car or truck. Used car or truck. They're all waiting for you at Carriker's Auto Outlet, 1501 South Lincoln Street in Knoxville.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Jason, we're live.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Talking girls basketball this morning. Just heard from Coach Larry Achenbach, head coach of the Lady D's, and their win last night. And talking about two of the outstanding girls basketball teams in Southern Iowa, and that's the Rockets and Lady D's. And I've got Coach of the Rockets on the line, Coach Tony Fenton. Coach, a tough loss for you guys last night. But you know, you've got to have that 7th of February date circled on your calendar, because that very well may be for the conference title.
Yeah, I think both teams will be kind of like last night. It's going to be a game that they've come ready to play, tough defensive battle. You know, they did a good job of shutting us down, and I thought we did a good job there, especially the first half, only allowing one field goal. And you know, they just got to the line way more than what we did, and then they hit some shots there in the third quarter that kind of just give them that little cushion, and they relaxed a little bit, and we tightened up some.
Well, Coach, your girls really bring pressure. I love the way that they attack the other team's offense. I mean, you guys really like to defend and go out and force the action way out on the perimeter.
Yeah, and that we got in some foul trouble there in the first half, and you know, it kind of affected us the rest of the game, because our game is the full court game. We like to put a lot of pressure, not let to get the ball in, and I usually generate a lot of steals. Again, Albia's credit last night, they did a nice job of once they got it in, they attacked the basket. They didn't pull up or wait to hit a cutter. They just took it to the rack from one end to the other. And again, they weren't able to score off that really, but it beat the pressure, and they're the first team so far to be able to do that.
Well, Coach, talk about your club, the number of seniors you have on it, and you know, I look at the development of your girls over the years, and I'll tell you what, they've really – Alexander is a leader, obviously, but all these girls have just continued to improve over the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've got – actually, you know, juniors is what we have the most of on our squad. Tosh is our senior that starts, and then we have Katie Larkin, who gets some time in there and does a good job, and then we're sitting there with quite a few juniors on our team, and then we have two sophomores that are starting. They're long and athletic, and that really helps when you're, you know, putting the press on and stuff, being able to have a shot blocker at the end of the press and a long body up front at the press. So, yeah, they're just come along. We've still got some work to go, but I really like the progress we've made after losing. We lost seven seniors last year.
You know, look at last night's game, Coach. When Bonfer went out with her four fouls, that was a real turning point for you guys.
Yeah, she went out and she just started to attack the basket there off the dribble. I think she just made a shot and off the dribble there, and you know that's what she was. That's her game, is to take the ball off the dribble and go up and elevate and get a nice jump shot, and you know that hurt us. And then early in the game, we had Loeffler with the three fouls early, and she set most of the first half. And you know, it's just one of those things. You have nights like that where you don't shoot well, but defense will keep you in it. And you know, both teams played really good defense last night, I thought.
Well, Coach, every week's a big week, but you guys got another big week ahead of you coming up for the Rockets.
Yeah, we've got three games next week. We go to Twin Cedars. Then we have Fairfield at home, which is, you know, that game, who knows what's going to be scored there. Both teams like to press and get up down the floor, so that could be a wild one. And then we have Davis County at home on Friday.
That may be very well, Coach. It's a three-way race, is the way I see it. You know, between you and Albia and Davis County, that game is going to be huge for you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought at the beginning of the year, that those three would be the top. With Sheraton, you know, they're not a bad club. They play you pretty tough, and you know, you can't outlook them. But that's kind of what we thought. So we're in a stretch right now that, you know, it's important. And we're at home except for one game now in the conference. All our games have been on the road, and now we're taking care of home court, and we should be fine.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by this morning. Great effort out of your girls last night, and look forward to seeing you on the 7th.
All right, thanks.
Coach Tony Finnan, one of the outstanding coaches in the South Central Conference, and a big win last night for the ladies, but you tip your hat to the Rockets. Man, I'll tell you what, they had a tremendous first half, very long and very athletic. This is a really tough basketball team, and next Friday night, for all the teams in the conference, you look at Albion Centerville, that's going to be a tough contest, but the one that may steal the headlines is the Davis County and Rocket game on Friday night. We'll take a quick timeout. We're going to move from the girls' side of the court to the boys' side, and we got Coach Archer and a group of hooligans in here this morning to talk a little basketball. Matt Baker, Ryan, Luke Sarver here. We're going to talk about Albie's big win last night and their tremendous run here in conference action. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The January clearance is on in-stock merchandise at Boats Home Furnishings in Pella, Iowa. You're going to find Lazy Boy recliners as low as $299, leather, sofas, chairs, and ottomans. Savings throughout the entire store at Boats. Boats carpet sale event is also going on now. You're going to find their most affordable Berber carpet for $2.30 a square foot, including installation and pad. Don't miss this great January clearance. Boats Home Furnishings in downtown Pella.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Broadcast right here on KIC. Girls got the win over the Rockets and the Blue Demons. They finished the night with a sweep over the Rockets last night and convincing style. Albie now 9-1 on the season, undefeated in conference action. Sitting next to me, Coach Kevin Archer. Coach, struggled a little bit in the early going. Give lots of credit to the Rockets. They really played really tough defense, and baskets were hard to come by in the early going, but your team, with that depth and your athleticism, as you've done most of the season, you start to wear teams out.
Right, and we knew that going in, and we talked about it. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what the records are when we play Eddyville, and it's been like that forever. You know, the game's going to be tight, and Eddyville's never going to come to our gym and feel like they can't beat us. So we knew that they were going to have a good game plan, and we knew that they were going to come out and really play hard, and they did some good things. In the first half, we weren't really able to get out in transition, weren't really able to get out and get some easy baskets, but made some good adjustments, I thought, at half. And I don't know if it wasn't necessarily what we were doing. It was just the fact that what we were doing got us moving a little bit, got us going up and getting up and down the court. And once we got some things going in transition, I think some other things started to click as well.
They did a good job in the first half, the Rockets, of really limiting your second and third opportunities at the basket. Jensen, you know, he was dominating on the defensive boards last night in their first half. It took a little while to get those second and third shots, which you got in the second half. You guys did a little bit better job on the boards there.
Right, and I thought the big thing in the first half was just the pace of the game was a lot slower, and, you know, they had some longer possessions, and then, you know, when we did rebound, we couldn't get it out and couldn't go, and I think that was a big part of it too. But yeah, it was just a matter of us trying to figure out what we could do to increase the tempo a little bit, and you know, we tried the pressure, and I thought the pressure did some good things, and we stuck with it there in the third quarter. I think it did some good things in the second quarter to get us, you know, out to an 8 or 9 point lead, and then the third quarter it continued to have that effect. But It's kind of how we've been, you know. It's kind of a game-to-game deal what we look like and what we're trying to do. You know, different matchups, different teams. We're going to have to try different approaches to get the game the way we want it to be.
Well, I think that's the beauty of your team, Coach. You can give some different looks, and you got lots of depth. Guys that can run and jump and athletes, and that's going to be a challenge for anybody.
Right, and kind of along the same lines that you heard Coach Achenbach talking about too. I feel like we've got a group that's really unselfish and wants to win basketball games and wants to do whatever they can to help us get better, and that's been our focus. You know, we talked about, you know, wanting to be better and not being satisfied with where we're at and taking a look at who we've played and taking a look at what we have coming up. You know, if we don't get better, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. You know, we've got to get better. And as far as, you know, the team standpoint and the guys that we've got working for us and everybody doing their part, you know, we always talk about it doesn't really matter where you're at, 1 through 15, somebody would like your spot, whether that's a couple of minutes, whether that's a starting spot, whether that's just you being part of the team, you know, somebody would like to be in your place. So hopefully if we keep our mindset, stay positive, and keep supporting each other and understand that we need to get better, there'll be some better things to come.
I look back at your really good teams, the team that went to state, you guys. That's probably one of the things that stood out with me is the number of guys you had that were on the team, number of guys, and their willingness to contribute, to be great practice players. Justin Huber, Mike Koleska, I think about some of those guys on that team. You know, they didn't get many minutes, but they were excited about what they were bringing to the team.
Right, right. And those are the guys that you remember the most, the guys that were willing to put the time in and be a part of something when they weren't going to get their name in the paper. And those are pretty special memories, you know. And it's easier to do it when you're having a season like we're having right now, when we're winning and things are going well. The true test of who we are will be when, if or when we have that setback, or if or when we really struggle, you know, what's our mentality going to be? Or are our guys going to still be willing to do their jobs and be really unselfish? But I think we've got a group that's going to do that, you know, and you know, we've got some guys, you know, with Coach Crawl and some of these people that have been around the program. I mean, both Coach Crawls, Cody and Jason, both help us out, you know, that have been part of some of those teams that the guys can kind of bounce ideas off of or get information from as far as what it takes to stay together.
Well, Coach, last night Matt had about half of his average points, 18 points. You know, you look and say 18 points, well, geez, that's a pretty darn good night for most guys. But he's averaging nearly 32 points a ball game. But I like the fact that you got so many other guys that you can go to. And one of the guys that, you know, really hasn't maybe stole the headlines in terms of points, Zach Eugen, such a big part of this team. I thought he had a really important night for you guys last night.
Right, and the thing that I really enjoyed about Zach is that Zach started to see the game a little bit better. You know, halftime, we're talking about how we're going to attack their offense, and a big part of it was just input from him, you know, where he could get to and what he could do, and if we got the ball here, what we could do once it went there. Just an intelligent guy and a guy that's been a little bit more vocal. And he's never a rah-rah type of guy, but he's seeing things and he's suggesting things, and he's doing a nice job of helping us getting us into spots or seeing things maybe that the coaches can't see from the bench. But yeah, he's a big part of what we do and a really unselfish guy. I mean, I don't even know what he had last night. I don't think he scored a ton for us, but he's willing to do all those other things. And like I said, he wants to be a part of a winner, and he's been a part of a winner in other sports. So really, really appreciate his efforts from a leadership standpoint. And, you know, talking about Matt too, I kind of feel like I stay away from talking about Matt a little bit just because I feel like what he's doing, it gets the attention, you know, when you put the ball in the basket. But his hard work's paying off. You know, you look at what he's doing statistically and what he did statistically in the first half or the first five, six games of the season, you know, and I had talked to him about it. I said, I don't know how easy it's going to be to keep this up. But, you know, what people don't understand, or what everybody doesn't understand, is you don't look at him. Or if you look at him and you say, man, he's lucky. You know, there's nothing lucky about what he's doing. You know, he's a nice athlete and he's pretty quick, but he has put in so much time. You know, I hope people understand that when you shoot every day and literally when you shoot every day and you get a lot of shots every day, up every day, and you're really serious about getting yourself better, good things happen. So that's really what that's a testament to. It's not a testament to me by any means. You know, it's just a testament of getting yourself in the gym and really wanting to get yourself better and being serious about it, about getting better.
I'll never forget, I'm broadcasting a baseball game. It's 100 degrees out, and I look over and I hear a basketball dribbling, and it's Matt Baker over on the court shooting baskets in the middle of summer. And you've got to do that if you want to have the type of skill sets. You want to have this type of luck that others might call Matt Baker's shooting. If you want to have that kind of luck, you got to put it in, as you said, Coach. Mason Cox, first half, you know, you guys are really struggling, and his three ball really helped kind of move the direction the other way for you guys.
Yeah, and it's just one guy after another that's going to do some things for us. And Mason's a good shooter. I'm not too sure if he's shot the ball as well lately as he did early on, but he's a big part of what we do. And, you know, maybe some of the stuff in the first half was just us not shooting well. You know, I think we probably had some looks that we didn't knock down that I think we will in the future. And maybe we didn't – I don't know how many threes we made last night. I bet we made five threes maybe. And we're usually up 8 or 9, maybe even 10. So part of that was maybe not shooting the ball as well as we're accustomed to. But, you know, Mason, Mason's a good shooter. Ryan Sarver's here today. Ryan's a very good shooter. Luke's here today. Luke's gotten a heck of a lot better from the perimeter. So we have some guys that can shoot the ball. And you look at us last night, I think we went 18. And then I don't know who the next guy was. Maybe it was seven. But there was 7, 6, 4, 4, 4, 5. I mean, there were a lot of guys in that range. And I said it before, you know, you look at us statistically and you don't see that second score. You don't see that second guy in double figures because we're so balanced after that. It's just that it's from night to night who has the 8, 9, 10, or 11 points for us. But I told the Courier last night, too, I said you can't. If you look at us on quick stats, that's how you feel we are. But I think if you come and you see us in person, you understand that we've got a heck of a lot more to go around Matt's ability than people give us credit for.
Well, I give Matt a lot of credit for creating his shots, but you don't get 18-30 points a ball game if you don't have guys around you being good contributors, somebody to go to. And I think as the season goes on, particularly you're in quite a run here. If we looked at the next four ball games, Coach, you've got a real challenge ahead of you. And then to make it more difficult, you got to turn that around and go on the road and do it. But I think as the season goes on, you know, people will continue to try to concentrate on Matt Baker. So they'll look at quick stats and say, hey, we got to stop this one guy. And that's where your team really can excel because you got so many guys that can do things for you. Matt's going to he'll turn those points into assists.
Right. And the thing that I've liked the most about it with the Davis County defense that we saw on Tuesday and then maybe a little bit last night, but again, I don't think that some of these guys shot the ball as well as they're capable of. But the big thing I liked about Tuesday's Davis County game was when Matt was in his situation, you know, and other guys were getting themselves open looks, they were excited, you know, they were ready to step up. They wanted those shots, and that's what I liked the most. It wasn't like, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? It was like, okay, it's my turn. I'm going to get some shots. I'm going to knock them down, and that's what I liked the most because I – you know, it's one of those deals where if somebody does that to you, if you see a defense you haven't seen before, are you going to have guys that shy away and from the spotlight, or they get nervous, or they get tense, or they get tight? And that's not really the basketball team that we have. I think that we've got guys that are wanting to step up, guys that will be excited when that shot becomes available to them. And that was the good thing about Tuesday was I think seeing that new defense I actually gave some of our guys a little more offensive confidence.
Coach, looking down, watching you guys on the court, and I thought to myself, man, you would make most track coaches drool to have I'm looking down on the floor, and you got the two Sarver boys, Matt Baker, Zach Eugen, and Mason Cox. That's an all everything track team.
Right. Can't forget Tanner Wynn.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some guys that can get out and run. Blake Bayer's a nice athlete. He'll get out and run, and Vic Sanders is no slouch. You know, so. We've got some guys that can get out and go, and no, it's exciting, you know. And I think what we're doing right now matches up pretty well with our skill set, and you know, we continue to fine tune some of those things, and maybe even figure out some other things that we can do to show our athleticism. But yeah, really fortunate to have an athletic group of guys and a fun group of guys to be around. You know, I mean that's the big thing. About coaching, you know, that the win-loss record is a big deal, and it's a lot easier to get to a practice when you're winning basketball games. But when you're surrounded by kids that get it and you're surrounded by kids that you enjoy being around because they're good people, it makes it that much more enjoyable.
Well, Coach, talking about Tanner Wynn, I really like the way that, you know, he can shoot the ball, absolutely flat out can shoot the basketball. But I love the way that he's let the defender come to him and blow by him. I think that's really going to continue to be a big step up in his offense.
Right, and he really understands his skill set. He understands what he's capable of doing, and I don't think he's never really forced shots. I think he's kind of always understood what he's able to do for us, and a really good passer off of the dribble. And if you've got to come out, if you have to come out and respect his three, it's going to make it a little bit more difficult to guard him because that first step of his is really quick. But yeah, just a nice two guard, three guard for us that understands how to play and understands how to get other guys looks.
Coach, talk about this road ahead of you because, man, it's brutal.
Yeah, huge game. Well, we've got a game today. We play West Central Valley today, Stuart Menlo, and you know, they've got some size. They'll present us some problems if we don't approach it the right way. You know, and today's a big game as far as district goes. You know, you're going to get seeded based on your 5-15, and we're undefeated 5-15. So as long as we can keep that up, we might be able to get us a home playoff game. But yeah, you look at next week, we have Centerville Friday, and that's huge. You know, us, Centerville, and Sheraton are all in it, and Sheraton went down there and got a big win last night. So having Centerville come to our place on Friday will be an enormous game, and I'm sure the atmosphere will be a lot like it was last night, maybe even a little bit better on the other side just because of Centerville's the size of their district. But Pleasantville's a good basketball team after that. Knoxville gave us a heck of a game at their place. Then you have Sheraton, Grinnell. Yeah, we're gonna find out exactly who we are here in this next stretch, and you know, not just from a talent standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint, we'll find out exactly who we are.
Coach, you brought three of your guys with us, and we'll introduce those guys, and we'll take a quick timeout and come back and meet them.
Sounds good. Introduce them now. You're like, oh, okay. I didn't know the break or the introduction first, but I've been trying to talk about them a little bit. But we've got Matt, and Matt runs the point.
Just go ahead and keep it. No time for break.
And wanting to get himself better. And we've got Ryan and Luke here too, that are, you know, fantastic guys. They're all three really, really good kids. I mean, guys that I trust, would trust them to do anything. But hard workers. I mean, you watch Ryan and Luke play, and they're all over the place. You know, I think it was Ryan last night that had a jump ball that the jump ball, I believe, was over, but I think Ryan went ahead and got in on the action a little bit and kind of flipped himself over, and it was just the way they play. I mean, I remember coaches last year. I remember talking to the Fairfield coach last year, and he goes, you know, we don't have anybody like the Sarver boys. And it wasn't it just from an athletic standpoint and how hard they play every second that they're out there. You know, you tell guys, hey, if you play hard and you need out, let us know. And these are two guys that'll be tugging on their jersey because they do exactly what they want you to do. They go out and they give you everything they got.
Well, Coach, these guys, they don't look like they're ready for a break. They look like they're ready to run. So let's just keep it with these guys, and we'll go meet Ryan Sarver over here. Ryan, Mr. Tuff, you look at the basketball court, and you just remember the green of the football field.
Yeah, it kind of comes back to me.
Talk about this club, because you guys, you're like a bunch of deer out there. You can just get up and down the court and get out there and run.
Yeah, that's what we really look to when we go to play. We, you know, one of the things we say is, you know, let's turn this game into a track meet, you know, get out and run and get some easy buckets.
And sometimes the track meet, the guys don't get credit for being tough, but the physicality, you guys like to run, but as we just said a minute ago, you guys are physical there. You're able to body up as well.
Yeah, Luke and I especially really like boxing out pretty hard, and you know, we get called for that sometimes, but you know, everybody here on this team is pretty physical.
Let's go meet Luke. Luke, boxing out. Sometimes, though, I look like the two of you are boxing each other out.
Oh, sometimes we get mixed up in the mix, but, you know, we just play hard and have fun. So
sweet baby left-hand jumper. You throw it with the right on the football field, and you shoot it with the left on the basketball court.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me, but...
That's what Ryan was saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what he would say, but yeah.
You know, the thing about this team is, you know, you got so many guys that contribute and so many guys that do different things. That makes you guys a really tough out for any team.
Yeah, I think so. You know, when a team looks to scout us, I think they have to look at every single one of us. They can't just look at, you know, if they look at quick stats, they're going to see Matt has all the points, but they're gonna be in for a surprise once we come to town. So.
Well, you know, offense oftentimes will steal the headlines, but to me, this team will make its offense off of its defense.
Oh, yeah, our defense is a big part. We look to get steals and just push and run, and a big part of that is we play that 1-3-1, and we really like to get out and go out of that.
Well, let's go meet Matt Baker. Matt, man, buddy, I tell you what, just a real slow night for you, only 18 points. I don't know, how'd you live with that?
Oh, it's all right as long as we get the dub. I mean, that's what matters. Gave the other teammates a lot of opportunities to get shots up, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, you know, as the season rolls along, teams are going to start to focus on quick stats and focus on those points, and as they've done, most of you try to eliminate your offense. But having guys like Luke and Ryan that you can go to, and a whole team of guys that are good athletes, that has to feel pretty good out there knowing that you got those guys to distribute the ball to.
Yeah, I mean, if coaches are going to look at quick stats, that's just going to help us a lot more. I mean, that's exactly what Davis County, they put two guys on me, and that just opened up the middle for all the other guys, and I have all the confidence in the world with my teammates, and they're gonna put points up, and we're going to get the win.
We talked about the off season. How many shots were you getting up in the off season?
Coach Archer does this shooting log, and I had over 26,000 makes this summer. I mean, that's one thing.
You're pretty high percentage of shooting, but if I was shooting my 25%, that means you put up about 100,000 shots.
Yeah, that's probably close to that, but that's what I enjoy doing. I mean, if I have free time, I'm gonna be on the court, and that's what I love to do. So,
we'll talk about this team. You guys have a chance. Today is real important, as Coach said. Going undefeated, first 15 is gonna help in the seeding. But what are gonna be those keys for you guys to continue to have success you're having?
I just get out and run. That's our game. I mean, we're an athletic team. If we get out and run, then we're going to be tough to stop. And today's a huge game. I mean, being able to go 10-1, that's huge. That's huge in our school. I mean, 10-1 it's a good start to the year. And if we keep that up, I mean, we have high expectations as a team. We want to go far. I mean, second round district last year, that's not good enough for us. I mean, we want to get to the well. I mean, that's our team goal, and we're going to strive towards that.
Well, Friday night's going to be a tough one, and talking about tough, Ryan, Centerville comes to town, and a lot of teams would have this one circled as being, for the conference. So, talk about the toughness here.
Hey, it's going to be a tough game. They got some big shooters, and the Garmin in the middle that can jump and rebound pretty well, and they got Michael Starcevic that can really shoot the ball. But I think we'll be all right.
Well, guys, appreciate you stopping by, and go get them. I'll wrap up here with Coach Archer real quick. Coach, big week ahead of you.
Yep. And before I forget, I just want to – it was really fun to see Larry get that win last night right before us. You look at where his program was at last season and where they're at right now. It's really fun, and I'm really happy. It's fun to see coaches experience that. But – to wrap up, I appreciate you having us on the show. I mean, and having some guys on the show. Today's a big game, like we said, and the nice thing about next Friday is we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a game, so we can really sit down with the guys and watch some film on Monday, which I don't really feel like we have enough time to do. We don't get to watch a lot of film, but we'll do that, and maybe even give them Monday off from a physical standpoint. But get in and watch them tape instead, and then have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to really game plan for a really, really important game.
Well, big win last night for the Blue Demons and Lady D's, and a big week ahead. We're going to have Centerville coming to town next Friday night. We'll be there to bring you all the action from the corner of 34 and 5. This is Jason Summers saying so long. A big thanks to Community First Creighton for making this possible, and to the best producer in the business, Scotty Fryer, running the board this morning and doing his best to keep me on time. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you next Friday night. And, of course, don't forget Cyclones next, Marshtown Duels, and then Sheraton Basketball tonight on your sports leader, KISE.